Everybody, welcome to TGIF. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan, and it is Wednesday, and I'm back with two of the most fabulous men in the entertainment industry. Now, of course, we're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax. I know you brought a cocktail because you know how we do here, and get ready for this hot tea. Now, please welcome brand strategist Al Reynolds. Hey, Al.
What's going on, Claudia?
I am good. I'm just in this Texas freeze.
Wait a minute. You're back in Texas now.
Yeah, I got back from LA today, and we have this big freeze, and our governor couldn't get it together last time, and people died. So we are hoping that they do a better job this time.
Okay. So you made it back safe.
Well, we have a visitor from across the pond tonight filling in for Miss Funky Dineva, who is working on set. So y'all don't worry. He will be back. But straight from the UK, and our first international co-host, TV and radio host, Will Njovu. What's up, Will?
How's it going, Claudia? You good? I'm excited to be here.
We are excited to have you. And from what I understand, you were telling us that we have quite the fan base over in the UK, and they actually watch TGIF.
Yeah, people be watching TGIF and Fox Soul as well. But you seem so surprised, Claudia, when I told you.
I've been in this business for 25 years and I'm still like, wait, you watch us? You know who I am? You like us?
We are watching, baby.
Really? Okay. So are you excited to be here tonight?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Look, honestly, there's so much going on right now in the media. We need to spill the tea, baby.
I like that dialect, buddy.
Oh, that is the favorite accent. Like, y'all can say anything and it sounds
like it makes sense.
Really? I feel like my accent's really boring. I feel like you lot have an exciting accent.
Nah.
All right, we can switch for a little while then.
Someone try and do my accent. I want to hear a British accent from one of you.
Claudia is the actor of the group, so I'm sure. Go ahead, Claudia.
I am horrific at accents. Let me get a little drink. Speaking of drinks.
Yeah,
What y'all sipping on tonight? I got water because I got on the scale tonight. I couldn't believe the number that showed up. So what are y'all drinking tonight?
I am drinking white wine from my teacup.
Okay.
Staying on brand. White wine from my teacup.
Okay. And Al, what you sipping on tonight?
You know, the Modelo.
Okay.
That looks tasty. Where'd you get that from?
Nice cold beer out of the refrigerator.
Love a cold beer. Ooh.
Have you guys already started planning to hang out in Paris? Is that what I got?
Yeah, we're planning.
Yes, yes.
London, Paris, everything. It needs to happen now.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to take the tube. We can even go over to Amsterdam. We can, you know, slide over to Barcelona, check out Portugal.
Wow,
everything.
Look at this.
This is music to my ears. But I want to know what the subway is like in Washington and New York. The subway there looks cool. Better than our London Underground.
Lots of rats.
Rats.
Oh, yeah. Well, not in DC. DC's not that bad. DC's metro is actually really clean compared to New York City. Now, New York City is a different story.
Well, you know what? Let's get into some things. It's Black History Month. And Will, I definitely want to talk to you about the importance of Black History Month. And is it really recognized across the pond in the UK? Is it?
Black History Month is so important. Obviously, our Black History Month in the UK is actually in October. But either way, Black History Month is extremely important. For me personally, I've always been campaigning and said that Black history should be taught in schools as part of the curriculum. I think it's very important that Black people are continuously educated about, you know, our ancestors, what we went through, you know, what made us. And I think it's important as well that white people learn about Black history too. So 100%, it's very important here. And I think, you know, companies and schools could do better, but we're working on it. But what about you guys over there?
Does the media participate in Black History Month in the UK the same way they participate here? Like on our social media, we get you know, Black history references, filters, etc. Do you guys have the same thing in the UK?
Not all the time. This is what I'm saying, Al. Like, more work needs to be done. Like, sometimes when I do see like media companies doing it, it seems quite performative. It feels like maybe they feel like they need to do it. But I want to see the natural stuff where media companies want to do it and are generally championing Black history. Because for me, like, diversity in the UK, in the media, is a problem. you know? So from time you don't have Black people in senior positions anyways, how are they going to celebrate Black History Month comfortably? So, you know, I think we need to work on a lot of things.
Well, speaking of things that need to be worked on, let's get into these stories, because the people in the chat, all 1,500 people, they are already like, what's up? Y'all need to get into this Whoopi Goldberg. So let's get into it now. Whoopi Goldberg apologized after receiving backlash for her comments about the Holocaust. Now, during a recent episode of The View, Whoopi argued that the Holocaust isn't about race. Well, the U.S. Holocaust Museum caught wind of her comment and tweeted this: racism was central to Nazi ideology. Jews were not defined by religion, but by race. Now, of course, Whoopi apologized for her comment and said she misspoke and continued with this: words matter and mine are no exception. I regret my comments and I stand corrected. I also stand with the Jewish people as they know, and y'all know because I've always done that. It's now been reported that ABC has suspended Whoopi for 2 weeks over her comments. Are you surprised that ABC suspended Whoopi for making that comment?
You mean, am I surprised? No, because the comments she made are offensive. It is what it is. But she has apologized. She's owned her wrongs. The conversation that I've been seeing on social media, especially in the UK, is that people just want to cancel her. People are saying 2 weeks isn't enough. People are saying she should never come back. I don't believe in cancel culture. I feel like she's owned her wrongs. And, you know, give her 2 weeks off. I'm sure she's learned her lesson and she'll come back. I just don't think that we should be canceling Whoopi Goldberg. You know, she's a talent.
Al, what do you think?
You know what? It's the double standard for me. The fact that Meghan McCain sat on that platform for years and was disrespectful, offensive, dismissive of people of color. She was dismissive of immigrants as well as African Americans. And they never once reprimanded her or did anything like this to her. I just feel like there's a double standard. And I need them to have the same energy, Kim Goldwyn, that you are having for Whoopi Goldberg, for any of those women that abused that platform the way that Meghan McCain did. I just need to see the same energy for Whoopi as it was for her.
If I was Whoopi, I'd probably walk away from that show and go start another show somewhere else, because again, she had to sit there and hear the constant misinformation, nonsense that Meghan McCain spouted with a lot of vitriol and anger and hatred in her voice. And nothing, like you said, Al, nothing ever happened to her. There was no talks of cancellation. There was no timeout. There was none of that. And it seems like, you know, once again, the white folks get away with it. And it's a totally higher bar and a higher standard when someone of color does it. And I'm quite frankly sick of it. The fact that she immediately apologized, got on the air the next day, and had a guest on the show to really get into it and to educate and helped a lot of other people who may have thought like she did. I mean, that isn't that what we want? We want someone to take accountability for their mistakes. Oh, I misspoke. I made a mistake. You got people that never apologize, Donald Trump, that never take it back, Sean Hannity. We have people who just keep on going and pour salt into the wounds, Meghan McCain, and they get raises. They get celebrated. But when Whoopi does it, a legend, she's put on a timeout. If I was Whoopi, you know a lot of people want you. I'm saying you could go anywhere.
So true. So true.
All right,
is
y'all.
Is there not just a problem of institutional racism within the media? Do you know what I mean? It's the people high up who are almost dictating this stuff.
You know, it's interesting because Kim is actually an African-American female. She's the president of ABC News. I know this had to be very, very hard for her, but at the same time, I just need to see I just need to see some evenness. You know what I mean? Like you said, Claudia, Meghan even rewrote history and some of the spewing hate that she did on that platform, but no one ever tapped her hand. The only one that did check her was Whoopi and maybe Joy.
It's just amazing. And you know what? What a way for corporate white America to kick off Black History Month in true fashion, true to form fashion. This is what they do. They will not let us forget. Okay. The double standards will not be changed. All right, y'all. We have an update on the Lauren Smith Fields case. A Bridgeport, Connecticut's mayor suspended the two detectives assigned to Lauren's case, and they're being investigated by the police department's internal affairs office. Mayor Joseph P. Ganim said it is unacceptable failure of policies if policies were not followed. To the families, friends, and all who care about human decency that should be shown these situations in this case, by members of the Bridgeport Police Department. I'm very sorry. Again, they didn't bother to let the parents know. They were just like, you know, she's an adult, I guess. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this update?
The criminal justice system over there is an absolute joke. How did the parents and the loved ones of these beautiful Black women not find out from the police or from other people? I think there's a serious issue with Black people's crimes being treated completely different to white people. And this needs to change. Number one, it's institutional racism within the police force that needs to stop. There needs to be, number two, more Black police officers in the police force to stop this stuff. But I'm not going to lie, you lot have a big problem over there that needs to be addressed.
What's the perception of us in
America? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
The perception is your criminal justice system is terrible. And when I think back to the George Floyd situation, I said, how could that even happen? How did that happen? And same with this situation as well.
Do y'all not have it like that over there? Like, do you not see... your police officers don't carry guns. Is that correct?
Well, no, not like that. No, but it's just... the police here is not perfect. I think the issue here is stop and search, okay? A lot of Black people are getting stopped and searched for no goddamn reason. But what's happening over there is an absolute madness. And y'all need to protest or something because, no.
They don't like when we protest, though. They spray us with gas and stuff like that. Our own president was inciting that. Al, what do you think about this, the updates?
You know, I applaud the mayor. It was the mayor, right, that made these comments about the Bridgeport police. I applaud him for making that statement because that is going to help that family when it comes to their lawsuit against that particular jurisdiction. But let me tell you something. I'm going to need the FBI to step in and take over this case from this point on, because we already know that that police department has compromised this investigation by overlooking not just one death of an African-American female, but two deaths of African-American females. I need the FBI to do what they're supposed to do and take over this case and make it a federal issue. Now, I'm going to warn everybody that we're going to see justice come to light. But in the meantime, we're going to start to hear a whole bunch of demonizing of this young Black woman. Watch what I tell you. We're going to learn things about her that we never knew before to justify her death. And nothing justifies anyone taking someone's life the way that these two women's lives were taken.
I will just say, I got to read some of the comments in the chat. Will, I guess some of these are for you. They're like, CM Williams says, I'm so tired of foreigners telling us what we need to do. And Brandon Sloan says, oh yeah, British people don't have the right to talk about our business. Well, actually, I asked his opinion about what the general consensus was about the state of affairs here in America. And he does have the right to speak. And I'm curious, aren't you curious to know how we're perceived in other countries?
Yeah, but look, I've seen stories about the criminal justice system in America, and I think it needs to be improved dramatically. Same as the UK. You know, it is what it is. We're not perfect. I'm sure you guys aren't perfect with a criminal justice system, and it needs to be worked on, you know, either way. Like, I'm not happy with what happened to these two women, and I think that, you know, justice needs to be served.
Okay, so we have a couple more comments. Lady Love says we need justice. Tadisha Ashley says our justice system is a joke in America. And Saucy King says we have been protesting. Yep. And you see, they don't really work. We got to get into the story, moving on from police brutality and I'm sorry, police dropping the ball in cases to an icon in entertainment, sexually abusing some folks. Soul Train creator, the late Don Cornelius, is being accused of locking up and sexually assaulting two Playboy bunnies decades ago. The allegations were made by former bunny mother PJ Mastin on A&E's docuseries, Secrets of Playboy. Mastin claims Cornelius was a Playboy VIP and alleges that Cornelius spotted two bunny recruits at a Hollywood bar and invited them back to his home. Now, when Playboy's head of security went to pick them up, he found the women bloodied, battered, and drugged. Can you believe this horrible story? And what are your thoughts?
Now, look, if true, this is just your typical example of somebody powerful in the entertainment industry abusing their power. And I think it's terrible. But again, I didn't expect it from him.
Yeah, you know, Claudia, I have mixed emotions on this, and let me share with you why. Number one, If that had happened to me, whether I lived at the Playboy Mansion or not, if I was bloody, beaten, kidnapped, gagged, sodomized with a wood stick the way they claim they were, I would go to the police. I would not go back to Hugh Hefner's house and let their, quote, security division tell me that I'm going to go through all of that assault, a wooden pole up my behind, and I'm not going to go to the police. That's fishy to me, number one. Number two, I find it very hard to talk about this because he's not here to defend himself. He's dead. He passed. And that just is kind of weird to me to speak into something knowing that he doesn't have the ability to, you know, recant, I mean, to give us another side of the story. The last thing that I really am upset about or are concerned about is how People Magazine broke this particular story, and they've been covering this. It's funny how when Don Cornelius passed, they didn't tweet anything about his death. They didn't do a special on him in their magazine about his death. However, when it comes to any type of sexual deviance, they're going to step up to the plate and demonize an African-American icon in pop culture and in the entertainment business. I think it's a diversion because they really should be talking about Hugh Hefner and that legalized prostitution that he had going on there.
Now, that is a good point. Last week, we were talking about Hugh Hefner having sex with dogs, and now we're like off that, and we're on Don Cornelius. I will say this. As a woman, to anybody that's been a victim of sexual assault, we don't have the right to tell them when they should come out. If they want to wait 40 years when the guy's dead, when they feel comfortable, that's okay too. But mm-hmm. the severity of these crimes,
right?
Again, I know a lot of people have been sexually assaulted, raped, date raped, all that kind of stuff, and they were like, I feel like I'm gonna get dragged, I'm just gonna deal with it. But these kind of brutal, bloody assaults where a lot of people, you have witnesses and people knew about them, that is a tough one. So I don't know. I think that usually I don't believe in all the conspiracy theories, but it definitely is stopping us from talking about Hugh Hefner, isn't it? So let's not do that. Hugh Hefner allegedly had sex with dogs. Let's just keep reminding the people about that.
Which is illegal in the state of California.
But not in Washington state. So
it should be illegal all around the goddamn world.
Well, this is America, Will, and they still like to have sex with animals in certain parts of this country. We're going to take a quick commercial break and gather our thoughts. I'm going to look and see how many states that bestiality is illegal, because it's not illegal. All of them. We'll be right back with more after this. Welcome back to TGIF. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan, joined by Al Reynolds and filling in for Funky Dineva. We have Will Njobu. Am I pronouncing your name? Did I get it right?
You are. You're perfect. You're doing it great. It's a silent B, remember?
The B is silent. Okay. You know what? I know we wrapped this up before we went to break, but the Donna Cornelius thing. Uh-huh. Someone brought up in the chat that he did commit suicide. And then Al, you said he was convicted of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, what I don't want to do here at Foxhole, I don't want to let mainstream America, you know, villainize our people and not theirs. But I also don't want to protect Black people just because they're Black when they do evil things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I wonder if there's more to this. There has to be more to the story, right?
I just don't think we should silence the victims. I think if these people have come out and they've said that whatever's happened, then the issue is, will we ever know if it's true or not? Because he's not here.
Right.
We wouldn't be talking about it for years on end, but... You know, I don't want to silence these victims.
We got a lot of freaks in this business, in this world. Okay, moving on. Remember that video that Tisha Campbell posted detailing that she was almost abducted by human traffickers? Remember that? After a police investigation, authorities said they were unable to verify her story. Here's their statement. Upon reviewing facts presented by Ms. Campbell in her video, investigators quickly launched an investigation, as such cases are not the norm in our city. Through numerous interviews and reviews of security camera footage, we could not validate Ms. Campbell's stay in Brownsville hotels, nor any other claims made in the video. Now, sources also told TMZ that Tisha is currently working on a project with sex and human trafficking expert Tony Rivera about trafficking. What do you think about Tisha Campbell's story?
I think that she's telling some sort of truth. Everyone online is like, nah, she's lying. Of course she's not lying. Come on, people. And I've said this before. We cannot silence victims when people speak out. I don't know, man. I think her story is true.
Al, what do you think?
I'm torn. I'm really torn. You know, Claudia, here and Will, you'll learn on TGIF for the past year and a half, we very much are very protective of individuals that are sex trafficked. We speak against it, and we are also very strong advocates at Fox Soul for minimizing and bringing that in, sex trafficking. I just didn't like the way she joked about it. And it just didn't settle with me when she brought in the Gina character, when she's talking about something that is so serious. We know that almost 500,000 people are abducted annually in the United States of America and are positioned to be in the sex trade. It just didn't settle well with me. And also, given that it was a small town and a hookup at a hotel, I think that, I'm not going to say it didn't happen, but I just think there may have been some misinterpretation on the car service that the guy who was working there was trying to provide for her.
I am curious to get to the bottom of this and to hear like what really, you know, what eventually comes out, because eventually things, you know, come out. But they are in the chat and they are like calling her Teacher Smollett and all kind of stuff. Maybe it was a skit.
Stop. People have been saying that maybe she was high or drunk or she was hallucinating.
Or you some know, people saying that they think that she was promoting the project.
Well, you know what I will say this, Claudia, and you guys are going to laugh because I've had 100 jobs, but one of my jobs, consulting jobs in the last 2 years, which I've shared on the show before, was I consulted a sex trafficking organization out of Florida, LA, Chicago, Atlanta. And what happens a lot of times, though, is when you go through these trainings, you become hypersensitive to what's, quote, are signs to be aware of. So I feel like maybe there was a mixture of a lot of different things going on with her, being that she is on the front line with this project. She's just coming off of the intense training of how to recognize sex trafficking. And I think she was just a little bit eager. But like I said, the only thing I did not like about it was the fact that she incorporated that Gina joke, which lets me know how serious was she about thinking she was abducted.
But I will say a lot of funny people or people that are traumatized do use comedy in uncomfortable moments. I know I've said some horrific stories that happened in my life to people, and I try to make them funny to make people, to kind of just make it less, I don't know, to take the sting off. People deal with trauma in different ways. So I don't want to write her off. You know, she's a veteran. I can't see her like doing something like that to lie. Christopher Live Love Live C says she's a comedic actress and she may have used uncomfortable humor.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Or could this just be another situation where the police are simply not taking a Black woman seriously again?
That would not be breaking news at this point, right?
Certainly not, boy.
Okay. Kanye's in the news. I know we're not supposed to talk about it.
Again, yay. Sorry, it's yay. It's yay.
It's yay. I stand corrected, Mel. Now, he announced that February is now Black Future Month. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this. What are your thoughts?
Look, every day should be Black Future Month. Every day should be Black Future Day. There's one month dedicated in the year to Black History Month, where we should all focus on learning about what Black history is. What brought us here? What our ancestors went through? Slavery. There is one month in the year, Kanye. Kanye just thinks he's Jesus. He wants to change the rules for everything. If Kanye was Jesus, Kim Kardashian would have come back to him. But that's not the case. Is it?
Oh. You better read.
Yeah, you better get feisty on this show.
Okay. You know, I'm so glad he can find something to joke about. I'm going to tell you what. When are we going to stop allowing Kanye to spearhead Black conversations? He is constantly marginalizing and trivializing the Black narrative in America. I'm done. The way he trivialized voting and voting rights, the way he trivialized mental health, the way he's trivializing Black History Month. Enough is enough of Kanye. The gathering itself also with all those people dressed in Black with Black hoodies, it just felt cult-like to me. I just need us. We understand he made one great comment about Bush being a racist and we were all like, woo. But that guy has continuously shown himself as not being a person that we should allow to narrate for us as Black and African Americans. Can we please stop talking about Kanye?
Y'all know how I feel about Kanye West. Let me tell you something, Kanye West. When you put on that stupid red hat, when you wrapped your arms around Massa and you hugged him and you looked so happy to be in Donald Trump's arms, when you said slavery was a choice, when you disrespected Harriet Tubman's legacy, when you did all these things, you lost your say in talking about Black History Month. You are on the other side now. Now, right. You can slowly come back, but you got some work to do. So miss me. I'm sorry. Kanye putting roots on my hair. Miss me with the, now you want to come on back and be blickety black. I'm black, y'all. I'm black again. I'm black until the next presidential election when Donald Trump runs again and you go right back into his bosom and try to be up under him, up under his wide ass. No, thank you, Kanye West. Stay in your lane. Go back to Wyoming. Worry about white people business because you left us long ago when you did what you did. We seen you.
All right.
Joe Rogan, his podcast, his Spotify podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, has gotten backlash for spreading misinformation about COVID. Now, several artists have pulled their music from the music streaming platform to urge the company to take action against COVID misinformation on the platform. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle released a statement to express their concerns to Spotify. They said, we have continued to express our concerns to Spotify to ensure changes to its platform are made to help address this public health crisis. We look to Spotify to meet this moment and are committed to continuing our work together as it does. Are you shocked that people keep spreading misinformation about COVID? And what is it about Joe Rogan that got him getting $100 million? And he also said some other nonsense about Black people that only, why the rest of us that are not the actual color Black dare to call ourselves Black. He doesn't get it. Another one. Mind your business, Joe Rogan. It's Black people business. Has nothing to do with you. What do you think about this? Let's go to you, Will.
Listen, people stay spreading misinformation about COVID. I feel like at the moment, we're in that stage where everyone's got a conspiracy theory. Everyone's got something to say. But Joe Rogan should know better, man. I also think that it's a bit weird that Spotify didn't have a feature where when someone speaks about COVID, it comes up with a notification. You know how Instagram does as well, mm-hmm. where if you post something about COVID, it has like a little icon at the bottom. And I think that's a bit weird. But anyways, I'm happy that Meghan and Harry have spoken out. I love Meghan and Harry. They're doing the right thing. Obviously, Meghan and Harry have got a deal, haven't they, with Spotify. So they are obviously working with Spotify. And they want to make sure that the brand they're working with is very much in line and doing what they should be doing. They can't be putting out false information about COVID. We are literally in a whole pandemic. We have not got time for people to be telling lies. So big up Meghan and Harry for doing the right thing.
And your little leader over there been lying and being out in public and hanging out, Boris over there, right?
Honestly, everyone's talking about Boris Johnson here right now because my guy has been having parties when we were all in lockdown. But that is another story for another day. We're fuming over here. We're living.
He's giving drunk frat boy with the hair and the red. He just always looks a hot ass.
Honestly,
mess, allegedly,
the amount of parties that Boris Johnson's had in lockdown, I've been to less in my life. So this guy has been abusing his freedom here.
Al, what do you think about the Spotify story and Joe Rogan, and why does he get so many passes? He's because, like the hero.
You know, Joe Rogan is the Howard Stern of Spotify. You know, when I worked at SiriusXM. Howard Stern had his own division. So he was a part of Sirius, but he wasn't a part of Sirius. Like, he had his own booking team. He had his own talent team. He had his own everything. We know that Joe Rogan has about 11 million listeners, allegedly. It's just a double standard. They get to get away with things that they get away with when they have friends like the CEO of Spotify in their corner. You know, he did add a content advisory to Joe Rogan's experience, the podcast. What exactly is that going to do? It's not going to stop him from talking or, you know, giving false information. As it relates to Prince Harry and Meghan, it's so interesting to me. I was waiting for them to find their voice in America and get behind a cause. I thought it was very interesting that they got behind COVID-19. With me personally, I thought they were going to get behind something media related because you know, the media kind of forced his mother's death and all of that drama. Or if they didn't get behind that, I thought maybe they would get behind something like Black Lives Matters or something race-based, given the racism that she experienced with her kids being called monkeys and he watching his wife go through that whole racial debacle. So I don't know. I have mixed feelings about them now having a strong voice about COVID-19, but not having a strong voice about other things.
Welcome back to TGIF. I'm your girl, Claudia Jordan, joined by Aaron Reynolds and our friend from across the pond, Will Njubo. I'm sorry, Njubo.
Njubo. Oh, Claudia, you were doing so doing well so- until now.
You know what? I'm only drinking water. I should have had liquor in my cup.
You didn't take her brain pills.
I skipped a few days. Let me go ahead and read some of these comments here. Let me see. Let's see. Let me go back. I'm sorry. Willie Johnson says, going great. TGIF, Miss Funky, but Will is good. CCHR says, this white lady, Claudia, is always trying to start a race war.
Correct them.
Trace Leche says, Al is so sexy.
Hey.
And Tony Rodriguez says, Claudia, for real, no more Tristan nor Kanye, okay? Come now. And then Lorraine Johnson, what's wrong with Al's neck? Is he okay? His neck, what's up with your neck, Al?
I have a crick in my neck. I had a really severe crick in my neck that I had. I have a prescription patch, a flex patch on my neck because it was that bad. I could
barely. Al, quit playing. You know you got a hickey underneath that.
I wish. How did she see that? Dang, they got some good eyes.
They fantastic. Oh, okay.
I'm covering that up.
Well, let me get back to being a white lady that starts race wars. Here we go. Have y'all had a celebrity, had a fling with a celebrity crush? Ever had a fling with a celebrity crush? Al, I know you have. You married one, but you ever been with a celebrity or had a crush on a celebrity?
You know what? I've got this rule to not date people or sleep with people in the industry because it's toxic. But my crush at the moment is Rome Flynn. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah.
Rome's a very beautiful man. Very beautiful, polished man. But apparently he was dating, you know, the UK singer Mabel? Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, apparently he was dating Mabel. I interviewed him and his energy, his aura.
So if they break up,
the men you guys have over there? Woo!
I'm going to be good tonight.
No, come
don't
on,
be good. It. We don't want good, Claudia.
What's up with the British folks? Some of y'all in the dentist. Y'all just stereotype.
What do you mean?
You know, some folks over there, they just be like, you know, it ain't everybody, but there's a thing over there.
Who did we cover that time? The older Prince Andrew? Was Andrew?
The mouth was just a hot mess.
Right.
What a presenter.
She's talking about the teeth. She's talking about the teeth. The teeth of
you know the stereotype over there.
Oh, the men.
Sometimes the you know, they could be better.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of men here who get their teeth done in veneers and stuff like that. Especially like the reality Isabella. Stars.
Like okay. All right. I stand corrected.
Who have you seen, Claudia, who you're like, not sure about his teeth?
The royal family.
Really? I've not really looked at their teeth like that, you know.
Listen, we're not going to pick a fight with the royal family.
You don't think Prince Harry has bad teeth?
Let me not get canceled. Okay, so look with check out with Janet Jackson. They said don't go there, Claudia. I'm screaming. I tried it. Okay, check out with Janet Jackson recently admitted when asked in an interview who she would have a lesbian relationship with. Janet said, I think I would pick Alicia Keys. I think she's wonderful. I want to know, well, we got your celebrity crush, Will. Al, who's your celebrity crush? And what do you think about the Janet Jackson, Alicia Keys, I don't know, girl crush?
I'm going to tell you, I'm here for all of it. I'm here for all of it. Alicia Keys always gave me a rainbow vibe anyway. I just want to be a fly on the wall if those two ever hook up, I think that would be really hot. Oh, I'm just here for all of that. I promise you. You know, Alicia Keys is beautiful. She's talented. She's successful. But the only thing that was really kind of weird about this was who resurfaced this. Was it Alicia Keys? Because this article was from 2008. So I'm just wondering, did someone get like, they brought it back up because of the documentary? Was it Alicia Keys that tweeted about it? I'm not really sure. But if the two of them hook up, I'm here for it. I mean, Janet is making no secret what she like and who she like. I would love to see it manifest.
Of course, Al, you're here for all the freaky deek stuff. Anytime is some bisexual stuff, some girl on girl, some orgies, some trains. Yeah. Put Al Reynolds at the front of the line.
Pick me.
Love to see it.
Oh, you too, Will?
Maybe. I'm not going to say no.
Claudia, have you ever been in a threesome?
No, I haven't.
That's a bit boring, Claudia.
I'm boring, I know. I'm sorry. But with that one person, I'm like, you know, I'll get my little... You know, I give him a little bang.
Even
on.
When you were in, like, you know, university, school, didn't try out.
No. Al knows I'm a little square when it comes to all that kind of stuff. So.
Look, maybe not. She's like funky. No one know. Claudia is one at a time. That she is consistently right about. She's one at a time.
All right, we're gonna take another break, and we'll be right back with more TGIF. And in the chat. If y'all have a crush on Al or on Will, let us know who you crushing on right now. And we're going to read some comments when we come back after this break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. And it was Prince Philip.
Yes.
Yeah. Correction.
What does Funky say, Claudia? Move to the next story, Claudia. Move on. Move to the next story.
Y'all gotta act like y'all know what I was talking about.
Move to the next story, Claudia. Move to the next story.
I'm enjoying this international liaison that we're having. We're, you know, the UK and America, Will on TGIF. Who could ask for more? Yeah, all right, yeah. Y'all. Okay, who's y'all celebrity crush in the comments? What y'all want? Okay, someone said crush on Al and those pink, juicy lips.
Ooh.
All three of y'all, they said.
Oh,
Tristan Lee says Al is fine, but come on, Will, with the voguing and giving face.
Ooh.
Y'all both got action up in the chat today. Okay. All right, y'all. Speaking of people getting action, our girl, my fave. Listen, fans continue to share their excitement about Riri's pregnancy announcement. Rihanna, her father, Ronald Fenty, also shared his excitement about his daughter's first child with ASAP Rocky. He shared that Rihanna told him the news before she released the photos and that he's met ASAP Rocky a couple of times. Do y'all think ASAP Rocky will be a good father? And are y'all here for this? I'm so happy for her.
He better be a good father. That's what it is. The whole world is standing behind Rihanna. If ASAP Rocky steps out of line, we're going to be on him like a hawk. But look, I'm just so happy for Rihanna. You can tell that this is what she's wanted for years. I'm also happy that her dad's being so supportive as well. We know that, you know, Rihanna and her father had quite a rocky relationship in the past. So I'm here for it, you know. Obviously, you know, there's been lots of rumors that Drake hasn't been too happy with this news. But, you know, you snooze, you lose, baby. I'm happy for these two.
All right, Al, what do you think?
Oh, man, I'm probably going to get beat up for this, everybody. I am very happy that she is expecting with ASAP Rocky. I do feel like what her father said, he said that he's expecting a wedding in the near future because he wants them to make things really official. So I know this is not popular opinion. It could be me showing my age. But what happened to the days where men who love and respect their queens, who want to provide and protect them for the rest of their lives and have children with them, marry them first? That's the only question that I have, because someone of Rihanna's not only domestic but international influence over very young women, I wanted her to possibly, I just was hoping she would be the one that would get married first before having a child. But I do wish them all the best. I hope that they have a healthy baby or baby girl, but that's just kind of probably my old values and my old way of thinking. But all the best, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
So if you were dating Rihanna, you would be putting a ring on that finger. You wife her up.
I would definitely wife her up. What? I would wipe her up. And see, these two have no reason not to get married. They have no reason not to get married. If you're in love and you want to be with each other forever, the way it appears that these two share each other's own air, I feel like if he really wanted to just blow it out the water, he would have gotten on his knee and proposed to her while she revealed her baby bump.
Wow.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
But I feel like he will propose to her eventually. I think A$AP Rocky is a young boy. You know, he's a rapper and everything, trying to find his feet. But I don't really view him as a romantic type, if I'm to be honest with you. I don't know why. I feel like he himself has a lot of work to do. You know, just saying, in the past, he's cheated. We've got our eyes on you, A$AP.
And you know, Rihanna's worth like close to like $1 billion, her empire. Maybe she don't want to get married. Maybe she I like where we are right now.
You know what? I feel like they will eventually get married though. Eventually.
But whatever Rihanna wants, A$AP Rocky, you better give it to her.
For real.
All right, y'all. Listen, a New York Zoo announced that a penguin chick hatched from an egg that was being cared for by a gay male penguin couple. The zoo said the two adult male Humboldt penguins, Elmer and Lima, have been raising the chick together. What do you think about this love story between these penguins?
Look, I'm just here for anything gay penguins, gay cats, gay dogs. I'm here for it. Let's just bless them. Can we get these two married? How do we do that? How do we arrange this?
Al, what do you think about these gay birds?
You know what? If this was all about protecting this egg that was hatched. And what was funny to me was that Elmer, one of the gay penguin birds, took on the father role. And the other, I can't remember the penguin's name, but took on the mother role. And they protected this egg, unlike like they were a couple, like they were husband and wife. And I just found that instinctively, it's interesting how gay couples find their roles with one another and how one will take that mother role and one will take that father role, at least with these penguins. So I found this story very interesting about how the penguins, even though they were two male penguins, took their different roles.
I just wish people could be more like these animals, because I don't know if y'all have seen documentaries on penguins, but they are fascinating. The heterosexual couples and now the gay penguins, like one is always protecting the egg and one goes off. They take turns going to get the food and come back and they find each other in these huge herds. I'm not sure if that's the right name, big, you know, schools of penguins. And the way they're just very protective and loyal.
Right.
Yeah. A$AP Rocky, be like a penguin. Be loyal,
exactly.
Be protective, bring home some
preach.
The funny part was how the zoo keeper, the zoo manager, said that they can't discriminate against in the penguin section. They can't discriminate on which penguins do what. So what we learned was there are some lesbian penguins, there are some gay penguins. And then there are heterosexual penguins. I can't wait to see what other types of penguins are in the closet and going to come out soon.
We have another comment from Christopher Love, Live Love. He says, how are we labeling penguins? Did we ask them how they identify?
Yes.
Yeah, but so if it's two male penguins, then, you know, they're doing what we do when two males get together. That's what we're calling it.
You know what? I'm not going down this slippery slope right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to be right back with more TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF. We are having a good time tonight with our friend, our special guest from across the pond, Will Njobu.
Yes. You did it correct.
And Al Reynolds. Now, we just had a fascinating conversation about gay penguins and people all in the chat saying how, you know, what they identify as and why can't they just be homies? And they're going on and on. But you know what? A family is a family. And speaking of family and starting a family, a 24-year-old man and his 61-year-old wife started an OnlyFans account. The couple also shared that they plan to start a family and have been exploring surrogacy and adoption. What do you think about this age gap? And damn it, she needs a moisturizer. What do y'all think?
What?
Number one, where did they meet? Number two, she is old enough to be his grandmother. Number three, we don't want an OnlyFans. We don't want to see what y'all get up to in the bedroom. That age gap to me is absolutely mad. I mean, is it love? I don't know. I don't believe it personally.
He is her son's
there's some sort
friend.
Of an agenda somewhere.
He's friends with her son, and that's how they met.
Well, he used to work. He used to work at a fast food restaurant, and her son was the manager. And they met when he was 15 years old. However, they didn't reconnect until, you know, he was in his 20s, which he's 24 right now. This is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I mean, first of all, she can't be 61. Show that picture again, production. That woman cannot be 61. I think they meant 71 or 81 because she does not look 61. Like, and then if you watch their video, and I did, it was just gross. And I think, honestly, I think that she's on drugs of some sort, because in the video, he has her in front of a mirror quoting after him, "You are great, you are beautiful, you are an incredible person." And she just bawls in tears and she swears that he's a soulmate. This one was too much for me. And especially the sex scene, they showed them having sex on their OnlyFans in the video as well. No. It took me out.
No, yeah, that's what we don't want to see. For me, the age gap is a problem, but the OnlyFans, we don't want to see that. Please.
To all my brothers out there that think this is a come up and maybe she'll buy me some Yeezys or PlayStation 5, 4, 3, 50, whatever. Is it worth your soul? Is it? Like, you out here looking real ridiculous. And I'm going to keep the same energy for these old men that get with young women as well. Like, let's not just do it because it's an old lady. But it looks nuts. And beyond it looking at us, what do y'all have in common? She looks like she's on death's door, allegedly. She looks, there's not one drop of moisture in that face. And he looks like he's taking advantage of an elderly woman and maybe running through them pockets. But then again, she don't even look like she got anything in her pockets.
You should see their house.
I have.
And she has six kids. She's got six or seven kids.
Someone says,
I have a few friends with sugar mummies.
Kai Brown says, oh, I'm sorry. We have to start making aging ugly. It's not about aging being ugly, but like if we dated someone that's 10 years our junior, a lot of times they don't get the references because like it's a different generation, 10, 20 years. They are just, okay. Anyways, what are we going to say, Will?
I said, I have a few friends who have sugar mummies and they are happy. They are wealthy. And I think that's what that young man there is doing. So, you know.
No. There's a difference between a sugar mama and a sugar granny. This is a granny situation. He's got granny issues. He don't have daddy or mama issues. He got granny issues. That's gross.
At first, I thought it was a joke when I saw them on social media. Like, okay, everything is for clicks nowadays. Like, you don't even know what's real or not. You know what I mean? And then, okay, let's do an OnlyFans. Like, it seems like OnlyFans is a lot of people's answers. OnlyFans and GoFundMes are the alternative to working hard and earning a living and having health insurance. Like, that's what everyone's doing now. Like, that's the lick, I guess. She has no teeth, they said. They are guilty by suspicion, says. She ain't got no teeth, got mad head game.
Oh, yeah, but of course she does, because she ain't using teeth.
But it was the other way around on the OnlyFans. He was giving her head.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you what I saw.
Too much information.
Okay. Black Lives Matter. Get out of there, fella. All right, real quick, let's end on a positive note because I got to get that image out of my head. Billionaire investor Robert Smith is in the running to own the Denver Broncos, which would make him the first Black man in the history to own an NFL franchise. The team is reportedly going for an estimated $4 billion, making it the richest sale of any franchise in history, in United States sports history. What are your thoughts on this possibly historic move? We only got about a minute and a half to talk about it, but let's just get into it real quick.
Very quickly, I am here for Black ownership. It's Black History Month. Let's get it.
Thank you. Al?
You know, I can't argue with that. We know that 70% of the National Football League made up of African-American boys and men. And we need to see more, not only in ownership, but also as general managers, as well as head coaches. Hopefully Robert Smith can help change that narrative.
and we can get more ownership in the cases like Mr. Flores that's happening right now where he got fired. They hired another white man. We're going to get into that another time. But they talk about these black coaches being paid to throw games, and they fire these black coaches once they have a losing record. And this is just so they can get a higher draft pick. So it's a whole bunch of scandal going on in the NFL. We will definitely get to it on the next show. Will, it's been a pleasure having you here with us today. I hope you had a good time. Did you enjoy yourself?
I've had a fabulous time, honeys. It's been so good. It's been so good.
Well,
I can't wait to hang out with you in London, buddy.
We have to do it. London, Paris, Soho, Mayfair, everything. Claudia, you're coming too. Don't try to escape
me. I would love to come. I didn't know if I was invited. I feel like I would be a third wheel.
You were invited. Don't worry.
Cut it out.
I want to thank my co-host, Al Reynolds, and I hope you get better, and I hope your hickey clears up, Al, real quick. And Will and Jovu for joining me tonight. Thank you so much for watching us on YouTube. We'll see you next week. And please, I want you to stick around and support an award-winning show here on Fox Soul. That's Fox Soul's Black Report. That's all coming up next. Everybody in the UK, please hit up our YouTube page and blow up the comments. Rewatch us again tomorrow. And we definitely support you. Appreciate the support over across the pond. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us, Will.